Okay, but Baruch Hashem, good morning everyone. Another week of learning, another week, Parshas Lech Lecha. We are into the Parshios of Avraham Avinu, and we're going to learn today. I'm getting there, I'm getting a dorm about it. Olam Amidos, we're learning a new topic within the Sefer Olam Amidos. Our learning today is sponsored by Elaine and Erwin Markow to commemorate the yahrzeit of Erwin's mother, Dina Bas Yehuda, Mrs. Deanna, or Diana Markow. Our learning, she serves as an Eloi for her neshama, began Eden Shel Mala. Adam nifal kifi pulosav. A person is based on their actions. Right? So, what does this mean? So, the Sefer HaChinuch, in many, many instances, says that some of the mitzvot that we have are we do them outwardly to affect the way we think, to affect our emotions, to affect who we are as individuals. For example, he says, the reason why we have a commandment to wear regal clothing in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim have to wear special clothing in the Beis HaMikdash, what God cares what clothing you wear? No, but when we wear these clothing, it gives us a sense of austerity, it gives a sense of purpose, and it gives the whole, not just for the Kohen himself, but for the people coming to visit the Beis HaMikdash, it changes the experience itself. So the outward, right, the superficial, affects the insides. Again, in a different halacha, then it's the Sefer HaChinuch writes that when it comes to Korban Pesach, there's an Isser Deraisa, we'll learn about Korech in a few moments, we'll continue with the Gemara, but when it comes to the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach, there is explicitly an Isser Deraisa not to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. And he says, why? Why do we care? So he writes that this is a very special meal. When you're eating the Korban Pesach, you're eating God's food. You're eating a Korban. You're sitting around the table at the Seder, recounting the history of the Jewish people and the future destiny of Klal Yisrael. We are a regal, special, holy people. We don't eat in a base way. We don't eat breaking the bones and sucking it. That might be people like that, but that's not appropriate. It's pasnisht for the Seder itself. And therefore, that is supposed to ma'over within us and awaken within us. It's supposed to affect the inside. That's why we dress up for davening. We should dress a certain way. The Rambam writes when it comes to Shabbos, we should have different clothing for Shabbos. It's not that it makes a difference for God. No, but it makes a difference for us. Adam nif'al kifi pulosav. And he says what's interesting is that we have many times in the halacha, the Gemara, the following line. The Gemara says that we do things, kedei lakuf es yitzro. She'ayudei she'yazor et sono, v'lo yaniach es atzmo limashech, achar rikshe es sinah shevelibo, bezehu melamed es atzmo, shalisno es chaveru. Sometimes, right, the Torah says you have two people that are taking the packages off of their animal. Who do you help out first? The one you don't like. To affect your Yetzer Hara. Why? Outwardly, if that's what God commands us, it's going to help you. Rav Eliyahu Dessler was a Rav in London for many, many years. Eventually, he made Aliyah, and he was the Rav in the Panovich Yeshiva. He's a Mashkiach Ruchani there. He has a sefer called Michtavei Meliyahu. It's been translated into English in the past probably 20 years. And his most famous essay that he's ever written is the essay called Kuntres HaChesed, where he writes about the obligation of a Jew to give back to the other. And he writes in there that if you don't like somebody, this is what he writes, you don't get along with somebody, you have a hard time, you have a difficult time getting along with your neighbor, right? Sometimes we love the people that are further away from us, we love them. But the closer they become to us, it's just harder. So he says, you want to get along with your neighbor, you want to have a greater relationship with the guy you sit next to in shul, the woman you sit next to in shul, what should you do? Do things for them. Go out of your way and do acts of kindness for them. Get them a chumash, right? Drop something off by their house. You know, pick up their Amazon package and don't leave it outside, right? Help them out. And he says, by doing things, doing positive deeds for them, that affects the way we feel about them internally. internally. I remember when I was in yeshiva for the year, right? And I had a hard time with some of the guys in the dorms. It's a common occurrence. One of the pieces of advice I got from one of my rebbeim was just this. Don't harbor the feelings or think about what they could have done for you and whatever they're saying. Do things for them. Open the door for them, you know? And it really, really affects who you are as a person, right? It really affects it.
Another way, but it's just on the other foot, is have that person do something for you. I think it's called the Benjamin Franklin effect. In other words, ask him to, like, if he thinks he's doing you a favor, that'll open up some dialogue between the two of you.
I think it's both, yeah. And he gives another, Rabbi Kestenbaum gives another great example to this.
I think that's where he did that with somebody that didn't want to talk to him, Benjamin Franklin. And I think he wanted a book or something, and the guy, he asked him for a book, he loaned it to him, and then they had a project, even though they didn't like each other.
But it really affects, it really changes things. So the other example that Rabbi Kestenbaum brings is from the Rambam. The Rambam discusses the following halacha, and we're running a trip to New Orleans. We're working on the sign-up page and send that to the shul within the next week or two. But in New Orleans, we know that in Katrina, the lower Ninth Ward, which is the most impoverished place city in all of New Orleans, was destroyed in Hurricane Katrina and still needs a lot of help. One of the most, who gave the most money to help the lower Ninth Ward?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. We know who Brad Pitt is. I think his first time ever being quoted at a NATEP. Brad Pitt. What did he do? He gave millions and millions of dollars to build homes, and there was a big machlokes about what? No, afterwards, there was a big machlokes about what home should he build? Meaning, should you rebuild the homes that they have there? And if so, let's say $10 million will get you a hundred homes? Or should he build 70 homes and make the homes nicer? Not more formidable to hurricanes, but nicer. So when they come in, it's more mechubad for them. They just lost their home. They've been displaced for so many months or years. Now it's more mechubadik. So, if you ask the Rambam this question, what would the Rambam say?
The more the merrier.
The more the merrier. Hakol lefi rov hamaisa. The Rambam paskins. Should you give $100 to one charity? Or, $1 every day? Or $1 to 100 charities? So the Rambam paskins that, in a certain sense, tzedakah is about us. Rabbi Yudin loves to say, the hardest... Right, the most difficult exercise that a person could do is putting their hand into their pocket and taking out some cash.
Almost every time he gives right? So we do it 100 times.
Right. So the Rambam doesn't say it's not about that, but it's about making us into givers. It's making us. So it's 100 acts of giving. Sometimes the shul or the institution needs, the big amount. It's not a question. But if he says when we focus on ourselves and how do we change ourselves, he says the $1 every day, right, makes a big roshem on who we are. Sh'al yaday, sh'yichpol hamasim atovim pa'amim rabos, by, doing the same act over and over again, good deeds, yagia lo kinyan chazak, it makes a very, very strong kinyan with inside of us and changes our insides. That's the Rambam Paskins like that in Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Aleph, Perek, Tes, Vav. Again, you could discuss this more. There's a big, I think there's a lot to talk about over here in terms of this. But again, what he's pointing out here is we want to become somebody that is a Baal Chesed, somebody that wants to interact more with others. Sometimes the best way to do it is not to read a book or learn a Sefer or to think about it, but it's to act, right? Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to say that the commandments are all to do something. They're all actions. They're not emotions. Tonight's we're beginning the lecture series on mental health and halacha. We'll talk about that. But even the mitzvah of Kabbalas al Malchut Shemayim, which is an internal emotional mitzvah, it's only done when you say Shema. You have to do an action. The action is supposed to affect our insides.
So is it worth to know which, you know, when you learn something, you're not doing it, as opposed to not doing it because you didn't know about it.
It's never an excuse, though.
It's an excuse.
Yeah, yeah. We got to learn. We have to learn. That's what we're here for.
Avo
we're here
Hashem
to learn.
And Yiro Hashem is not real. It's emotions.
What?
Avo Hashem, Yiro, these aren't actions itself.
So the Rambam writes there, when it comes to Avo Hashem, Yiro Hashem, you should do certain things. Avo Hashem, you should learn Torah. You should go out into the world and experience nature. And by doing those things, you become a Yirei Shamayim even greater. Yeah. Okay, wish everyone. Well, that's for today. Next week, we'll continue on with Olam HaMidos.